When the ground cracked open on Long Island last year, many thought it was the end of the world as we knew it. Many conspiracy theorists spoke out about the reckoning, saying that the sinners would get sucked down to hell, that the people who crawled out of the hole were demons. But as you probably know, no one was sucked in. The hole closed up on its own. And the 10 people who crawled out of the hole, they weren't demons. They were just like us, just from another dimension. And after nearly a year in isolation, subjected to countless testing and questioning, they're finally allowed to enter public life, to speak out. And they've chosen to talk to us first. This is Bill Toppleborn, and you are listening to a Top Talk special series called Meet the Visitors. Why don't you introduce yourself to us and tell us how you ended up here?
My name is Laser B. I love driving cars and creating protective gear for driving cars in. My brother is called Uno. I miss him a lot. And we sell mirrors. Really don't know how I ended up here. You know, one minute, me and Uno were driving our monster truck through the desert. And then the next minute, I'm in another dimension.
And you believe this is another dimension?
Well, obviously it is. It's just hard to wrap your head around. The haircuts alone are absolutely mind-boggling, Bill.
The haircuts?
There are so many different kinds of haircuts in this world, Bill. It's disturbing. You know, everyone in my dimension has what you would call a mullet. Who needs anything more? But I've seen bald heads and all of these things. It's blown my mind. I started to think maybe we have different scissors in my world or something.
Have you seen her scissors?
Not yet. I'd love to see a pair of your scissors, Bill.
I believe I have a pair around. Here you go.
All right, let's take a look at the old scissors from this dimension.
Here you go.
Yeah, I'm taking a look, Bill. I'm not seeing any differences.
Have you seen
really
her scissors?
You've handed me quite a lot of scissors, Bill. I'm not seeing any differences. You already showed me a pair. They're exactly the same as in my dimension. That's a bit disappointing.
So, are you from Australia? New Zealand? I'm sensing an accent.
Oh, Bill, I've answered this question like so many times. Your government keeps saying Australia, New Zealand. I've never heard of these before. I've been shown a globe and a map and all of these crazy things where you draw your countries and they just look entirely different. My world is entirely different than yours. If this sounds like another accent, then it's just my own country's accent.
So what's the name of your country?
Well, Bill, I live in a beautiful country named Chainmail.
So what country are you from? What is it called?
It's called Chainmail, Bill. I just said that.
So what's the name of your country then?
Bill, are you a robot or something? Because you keep repeating yourself.
Chainmail. Like armor.
Yes, like exactly like armor. You keep repeating
chainmail?
Yourself, Bill.
Like
we mine the chainmail from chainmail pits, and our beautiful country is named after our most precious resource.
Chainmail pits? What are those?
Right, they're just pits, like holes in the middle of the earth.
Describe these chainmail.
I literally just described the chainmail pits, Bill. And if you're making some kind of joke or something, you better stop it, because in my world, all robots have to die. So if you're a robot, I swear to God, Bill.
That's wild.
Okay. Yes, it is wild, Bill.
That's
all right.
Wild.
Bill,
that's
I'm
wild.
Holding a whole group of scissors that you gave me, and I'm starting to feel like this is a little dangerous for me, and it's about to get a little dangerous for you.
That's wild. That's incredible.
So I have to ask about your name, Laser B, because it's a very exciting name.
Yeah, it's a very common name in my world, Bill, and it's very common to kill robots. I'm holding six pairs of scissors, Bill, and I'm going to come across that table right now, and I'm going to stab you, and I'm going to look for an off button if I can, because I know...
Laser B. I'm not sure if you have lasers.
We do have lasers in my world, and they're for killing robots like you.
That's wild. I'm sensing an accent. That's wild. The haircut.
He won't
That's
shut
wild.
Up. He won't
the
stop.
That's wild. That's wild.
He just won't die. These scissors aren't sharp enough. I'm gonna have to activate my laser eyes. You want to know what the B stands for in Laser B? It stands for brutality. The brutality that I will bring to this dimension to kill every dirty robot I see. Laser B out.
That's wild.